Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome into the Pick'em Podcast, brought to you by Mason Brew on the SB Nation Podcast Network. I am Luke Yardy here with Vaughn Lozon, and Scotty White still here in spirit as he is across the pond. I'm excited to see if when Scotty comes back, he comes back with an English accent. That would be a fun little twist on things. We'll see. I think next week we're due to have Scotty back, but we've got a great one in store for you here tonight. Eight picks against the spread, odds via DraftKings Sportsbook, and taking a look back quick, Vaughn, last week. Scotty actually won the week, I think his first winning week of the season, at 5-3. I went even at 4-4. You went 3-5, which holds my lead. I'm 45-48 on the season. Vaughn in second at 39-54, and Scotty creeping up on you at 37-56, just 2 weeks left in the regular season. Vaughn, what's going on, man? How are we doing here this evening?
Hey, not too bad. Very curious to hear Scotty's European accent as well. Can't wait to hear. I don't know if it's going to be a little bit of an Irish accent or British accent. I'm not entirely sure, but I'm excited to have him back nonetheless. Last week was a bit rough. Scotty took the week pretty handily. He had some really nice picks there. I didn't think his Purdue pick was going to hit, nor did I think Clemson was going to cover that 7-point spread last week. But thus is college football, thus is betting. Just hope to get back on the winning track this week.
To your point about Scotty's accent, I think it depends on if he's had more Guinness pints or tea and crumpets over there over the last couple of weeks.
I can't wait to hear all of the stories. I'm sure he's had a good time. But if I had to take a guess, probably a little bit more Guinness than tea and crumpets over the pond. Yeah, for sure.
Man, all righty, let's get into our picks here for this week. We're going to start. It's Bedlam, baby. It's Bedlam week. Number 22, Oklahoma State. They are 7-point underdogs visiting Norman in the Oklahoma Sooners, Vaughn.
Yeah, I kind of had to do a double take at this spread because I think that the wrong team is favored in this one. Oklahoma has just been such a weird team this year under first-year head coach Brent Venables. I'm going to take Oklahoma State to cover the 7-point spread. Now, of course, it's a rivalry game. Anything can happen. Weird stuff happens all the time. And like you said, it's Bedlam. But Oklahoma just isn't right this year. They completely blew that game last week against West Virginia. That's a really bad loss. They're 1-3 straight up at home against Big 12 opponents this season. So I really think the wrong team's favored in this game. I'm going to take the Cowboys, too, at the the very least cover this spread, so I'd gladly take them this week.
I think that the line is suggesting Spencer Sanders doesn't play, right? And I'm taking a look on Twitter and doing a little dive in here. A lot of people expect him to play this week. And if he does, Oklahoma State is 100% the side. They're getting a touchdown against a team that's lost to Baylor and West Virginia in back-to-back weeks. You know, I understand they beat Kansas back in mid-October, but they are 2-5 in the Big 12 here this year. I mean, a lot of work to be done for Brett Venables and company. Oklahoma State, I know it's been a bit of an up-and-down year for them, but ultimately, getting 7 at Bedlam, and that's the thing about these rivalry games is we're probably going to see a hard-fought battle between these two teams. So a touchdown is way too much. Give me the Cowboys here this week. As we go to the Big Ten, number 2, Ohio State, 27.5-point favorites at Maryland, who are completing their annual second half of the season collapse.
It's so funny you say that because I have that written in my show sheet that this happens to Maryland every single year. They look great in the non-conference schedule. They play tough to start the Big Ten season. And then once the calendar flips from October to November, they turn into Michigan's non-conference schedule this year. So with all of that said, I'm taking Ohio State to win. I'm taking Ohio State to cover the 27.5. Maryland got absolutely blown out last week against a Penn State team that Ohio State was able to defeat quite handily at Penn State. And Michigan obviously took them to town as well. So I think this is going to be another 4-touchdown at the very least win for Ohio State this weekend. Give me the Buckeyes.
Yeah, give me the Buckeyes as well as 27.5-point favorites. And the biggest reason is not only is Maryland always bad under Michael Oxley this time of year, but we've seen from Ohio State, and there is a concerted effort to make sure that C.J. Stroud's stats, as we head towards December in the Heisman Trophy ceremony, are stacking up with every single quarterback in the country and trying to exceed them. We saw it late against Indiana last week, still throwing the football. It had to make up for Northwestern a little bit, right? Playing in that wind and in those tropical winds. So I think no matter what the score is late, Ohio State's going to be slinging this football around. They want to make sure C.J. Stroud, the counting stats, are looking good by the time early December rolls around. So I think Ohio State is going to put an absolute beat down on Maryland here this week. Give me the Buckeyes, -27.5. Number 1, Georgia, 22.5-point favorites as they visit Lexington to take on the Kentucky Wildcats.
Yeah, I'm going to take Georgia here. Having the Bulldogs cover is always a pretty safe bet. Kentucky had a pretty rough game last week against Vanderbilt of all teams. And that game, I believe that game was also at Kentucky. So they lost to Vanderbilt. I mean, just losing to Vanderbilt in and of itself, it could very well be the worst loss that any team has had this season, other than perhaps Nebraska dropping that week 0 game to Northwestern. So I think Georgia wins. I think Georgia rolls. This could pretty much be easy money here. With this spread, I'm going to go with the Bulldogs to cover.
Yeah, losing to Vanderbilt 24-21 at home last week. That says about all you need to know. And, Will Levis, you know, who is somehow projected to be a top 5 pick in the NFL, threw for a smooth 109 yards against the Commodores last week. Just take a look at it, Vaughn. I'm seeing it. He threw for 109 against Vandy last week. He threw for only 170 against Missouri, was held under 100 yards, throwing for 98 at Tennessee the week prior. Like, I never saw it with Will Levis coming in, and he's kind of just proven that. I know he's a little bit banged up or whatever, but, I mean, they just have no chance in this game, right? Georgia is absolutely steamrolling teams, put a beat down in Mike Leach and company. You know, the 14-point win against Tennessee is misleading because they beat them by a heck of a lot more than 14 in the box score, you know, and could have beat them by a whole heck of a lot more. So Georgia, they're starting to get on a roll right now. They understand it's the last couple of weeks of the regular season. They're going to put a beat down on Kentucky. They're going to win by about 24. They're covering the 22.5. Give me the Bulldogs here this week. And we've got number 4, TCU, a mere 2.5-point favorites as they head to Baylor. Who is going to show the Horned Frogs any respect in the market, Vaughn?
That's what I've wrote in my show sheet for this too. It's unbelievable, Luke. They covered last week as a touchdown underdog at Texas. Not only did they cover, they won the game outright, as you, myself, and Scotty all predicted in last week's Pick'em Pod. Now they travel to Baylor, a measly 2.5-point spread. This is ridiculous. The entire country is undervaluing TCU this year. And to be fair, I did a little bit early on as well. But TCU is getting it done on both sides of the ball, and it's kind of rare to see that out of a Big 12 team. They're doing it offensively and defensively. I'm going to take TCU to win. And Baylor's been so wishy-washy this year. Wouldn't be surprised if this ends up being like a 10-14-point game when it's all said and done. So, yeah, give me the Horned Frogs.
Yeah,
easy money.
Baylor's been obviously a bit of a disappointment here this year. They have a loss at West Virginia, got beat by double digits to Oklahoma State, lost 31-3 a week ago, man. They're just not playing that good of football right now. And I know TCU's had a couple of double-digit comebacks and everything like that, but I think you pointed it out. The defensive side of the ball, particularly last week, right? I think, you know, maybe the market saw that they'd have a bit of a tough time offensively against Texas, which they did a week ago. I don't think anyone saw what they'd be able to do to that Texas offense. And Baylor's offense is much, much worse than the Longhorns' offense. So if TCU could bring that defensive performance, 2.5 is easy money. TCU is starting to feel like last year's Michigan State team that was just undervalued in the market all year long. You could make a killing on them. That's how I feel the Horned Frogs are here this year. The advanced stats don't necessarily like them a whole lot, but that doesn't matter, man, as long as they keep winning football games. So you're giving me under a key number of 3 against a mediocre Baylor team. I'm going to take that 10 times out of 10. Go ahead, give me the Horned Frogs here this week at a -2.5. 4 games in. We've got 4 to go. And before we do, I want to let you know support for the Pick'em Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped because, well, I mean, I don't know if it's fall anymore. It feels a little bit wintry here, but we want to make sure you're good to go for the holiday season. And that's the thing, too, is that we're giving you 20% off and free shipping. This could be a great gift, the Platinum Package 4.0. It's everything you love in the performance package. I'm talking the lawnmower 4.0, body trimmer, the weed whacker. You've got the deodorant and the toner, but you're also getting some great shower stuff, ultra premium body wash, ultra premium 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner. You'll have aluminum free ultra premium deodorant. I mean, it's all coming in one package, and we're giving you 20% off in free shipping. All you have to do is go to manscaped.com for that 20% off in free shipping using promo code MNB20. That's MNB20 at manscaped.com. Start thinking about the holiday season a little bit here as we roll into our last 4 picks here this week on the Pick'em Podcast. We've got Iowa, who's playing some pretty good football, but they're traveling to Minnesota, and the Gophers, 3-point favorites at home.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Yeah, Iowa, you kind of said it right there. Iowa has been playing some pretty good football as of late. They've been kind of impressive the last couple weeks, but I am going to roll with Minnesota here. They're the home favorite. It's only 3 points. I think they can get the job done there. It's going to be a really cold game, a really cold evening there in Minnesota. I think they start that game around like 4 o'clock. So by the time this one ends, it is going to be dark. It is going to be cold, which sets up very well for Mo Ibrahim to run all over the Iowa defense, which I think he's poised to have another really good game there. I would not be surprised if this is like the lowest scoring game of the week. It could very well be like a 10-3 or 10-7 game. Would not be shocked by that. Just a hard-nosed Big Ten football and plenty of defense. But I am going to pick Minnesota to cover the 3-point spread. I think they can get that job done for sure.
You know, it's interesting. You just laid out all the reasons I'm taking Iowa. It's going to be cold. It's going to be dark. And in those elements, I'm rolling with the defense 10 times out of 10. I'm taking a look at what Iowa has done. 24-10 against Wisconsin last week, and that's a Wisconsin team that can run the football a little bit. They could not run the football on the Iowa Hawkeyes a week ago. 51 total yards rushing, 1.6 yards per carry for the Badgers. I think Iowa's going to be able to lock up Mo Ibrahim, and you know, you take a look at what they've done lately, you know, beat down Northwestern 33-13, held Purdue to 3 points, held Wisconsin to 10 points. That Iowa defense, it's legit, and at times we've seen this Minnesota offense really struggle. Just 20 points against Nebraska, put up 17 against Penn State, 14 against Illinois, 10 against Purdue. I think they're going to struggle a little bit here this week against the Iowa Hawkeyes, who are SP Plus's top defense. Give me the Hawkeyes catching 3 points as they visit Iowa here this week for our first pick that is different here this week, Vaughn. So one of us getting a game on one another here. We've got a big match. What's that?
I said, finally, we picked something different here. It's like me and Scotty from earlier this year.
Oh, we've got a monster matchup. Actually, a monster two matchups in the Pac-12 that we're going to be picking back-to-back here. We'll start in Eugene with number 10 Utah visiting the number 12 Oregon Ducks. The Ducks, 3-point favorites at home.
Yeah, the Pac-12 is certainly the most interesting conference in college football this weekend with these next two games that we're going to pick from here. I'm going to take Utah to actually cover. They've had Oregon's number, especially in the two games last year in the regular season and then in the Pac-12 championship there, where they just flat out embarrassed the Ducks both times. And I know last year's Utah team and last year's Oregon team, completely different. Oregon's got the new coaching staff. I totally understand all of that. But I do think Utah is in for some, not really revenge, but just continuing what they've done over the last year or so with Oregon. That game for Oregon last week kind of put a damper on their season. Not really a ton left to play for at this point. They definitely are not going to get into the college football playoffs, so they're pretty much playing for a Rose Bowl, which at this point, as much as I love the Rose Bowl, it's kind of just chump charity at this point. So I will take Utah to cover and potentially win this game outright.
Taking a quick look at it, Oregon still has they're still playing for a Pac-12 championship here, right? This is going to be a big game that is kind of going towards that. They take the top two out in the Pac-12, I believe.
Yes, it is. It's very much like the Big 12 where they just take the top two. So yeah, they can still win the Pac-12 championship, but There ain't no way the CFP committee is going to put them in.
Yeah. So, but I think last week was an eye opener for the Ducks a little bit. You know, it was a tough game. They had their chances to win that football game against Washington, just couldn't quite do it. But I think it was an eye opener, right? They were rolling. A Washington team that was struggling a little bit came in, and you know, they were able to do things on offense that Oregon hasn't really allowed in quite some time. So I think Oregon gets back on track under Coach Lanning here. You know, defense obviously is his calling card, and I think he's going to have a little more success against Utah, who is playing fantastic football. There's no question about that over the last couple of weeks. 45-20 against Arizona 2 weeks ago, 42-7 against Stanford last week. But Oregon's got a score to settle from last year, like you mentioned. And Bo Nix still playing at a high level, even in a loss last week. So give me the Ducks to cover 3 at home against the Utes. And then in the other, I mean, this is pretty much a couple of semifinal games in the Pac-12, which is pretty amazing. We've got number 7 USC, 2-point favorites as they visit rival number 16 UCLA in the Rose Bowl.
Luke, you know how much I love my home dogs, so I'm going to take UCLA here. This is certainly my home dog pick of the week. UCLA, they're 2-0 against the spread this season when they are an underdog at home. USC, in their last 7 road games, 2-5 against the spread, so not very strong in that category. They've had some really strange games this year, too, USC has, and their defense has kind of been a little shaky recently. I know that they pretty much shut out Colorado last week after the weird start to the game. It was like 3-2 at one point. It was like very strange. Pac-12 football is weird sometimes, but I am going to take UCLA to cover. And honestly, I think UCLA wins this game. I think they end the Pac-12. I guess any chance that any Pac-12 team gets into the college football playoff, I think USC really is the final team that the CFP committee would allow in. If UCLA wins this game, USC is as good as dead, and so is the Pac-12. And honestly, I like UCLA at home, so give me the Bruins.
Yeah, I mean, my biggest question is can either of these teams get a stop in this football game? You know, UCLA and USC, their offenses are awesome. Their defenses are utterly atrocious, man. And when it's a game like that, I'm not gonna rely on betting the favorite. You're just gonna give me the points because it's gonna be a good old fashioned shootout. Whoever has the ball last is gonna win this football game, and I'm gonna side with the team that gets me points instead of having to cover points. You know, I mean, that's kind of my thinking on this one. I don't think there's gonna be a lot of stops in this football game. UCLA is at home and they're catching plus two. Go ahead, give me the Bruins here this week because it is going to be a good old-fashioned shootout. And finally, we've got Illinois, who, you know, a couple of weeks ago we thought, man, this is going to be a good test for Michigan, a little top 25 battle. Then the Illini have pooped their pants a little bit over the last couple of weeks. So we've got the Illini 18-point underdogs coming to the Big House Saturday.
Yeah, poop their pants indeed, man. I was hoping to get big noon kickoff at Ann Arbor one more time, but Joel and Gus, once Illinois lost those two games, they thought otherwise. So, I'm going to go with Michigan to cover 18 points. I think that's certainly doable, especially with the questionable status around Chase Brown for Illinois this week. If he's unable to suit up, I can't see Illinois really putting up much of a fight, especially on offense. Defensively, they're really solid. They've got one of the better run defenses in the country. But Purdue, they just kind of took it to the house this past week. And Michigan State, the week before, they've really kind of faltered the last couple of weeks. I was high on Illinois before, but heading into this matchup, it's really tough for me to pick Brent Bielema's team at this point. I think after this game, they'll certainly be out of the Big Ten West division race, and which has certainly been one of the more strange and roller coaster rides of a division that we've seen in quite some time, definitely in the Big Ten. But yeah, I think J.J. McCarthy, Blake Corum, all those guys, I think they're able to kind of continue what they did last week against Nebraska, pass when they have to, run down the throats of their competition. And I certainly expect another pretty good game from Blake Corum and those guys. So I will take Michigan to cover.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with Chase Brown. Obviously, it changes things a little bit if he plays. But ultimately, I feel like this game is going to be very similar to the Iowa game, right? Like, these are two very, very similar teams. Illinois a little better offensively when Chase Brown is in there, but that defense is legit. In that cover one defense that they play, Michigan against bad defenses, their receivers have struggled to get separation. They've struggled to consistently throw the football. Really going to have an issue against one of the top pass defenses in the country against Illinois. I think they'll run the ball just fine. But 18 points is a whole lot when you're playing a team that's similar to Iowa, like I think this game is going to be. Iowa would have covered that, albeit with a late touchdown. But Illinois, like I said, a little bit better offensively. I think Michigan's going to be grinding out a victory here this week. So 18, a little too much, a little too rich for my blood. I'm going to roll with the side of the Illini here. And unfortunately, Vaughn, we do not have Scotty's picks in here this week. We can't update you on those, but we will let you know next week how he did.
Yeah, well, preview alert here. He went 0-8. He's done. I'm not accepting his picks. He didn't get them in on time. So to hell with Scotty.
Too many Guinnesses.
No, I'm sure he'll put them in at some point, and he'll probably do better than both of us. That's how it'll go.
Well, Vaughn, before we let you go, man, where can we find you on social media?
Yeah, follow me on Twitter at Vaughn_Lozon. I'll be at this Michigan game this weekend, so I won't be tweeting much because, again, their Wi-Fi is trash at the Big House. But we'll be tweeting definitely plenty the week after. So follow me at Vaughn underscore Lozon.
You can follow me on Twitter at Luke Giardi, LukeGhiardi. Make sure to follow the Maize and Brew Twitter page as well at Maize and Brew. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review for all of our shows. We love to hear from you, and we love the support that you give us. A lot of good stuff coming up here the rest of the week, and of course, big week next week. So for my partner Vaughn Lozon, I'm Luke Giardi, and we'll see you next week on the Pick'em Pod.